Yeah, it's time again. It's that time. Kevin looks excited, buddy.
Yay.
You know, I was thinking, because we were talking about this yesterday, is we're going to do kind of an app roundup here. Best apps on your iPhone. Buddy. That's right. What's your best apps? What's your favorite? Let's look through.
Oh, gosh. You have to put me on the spot there. Let's see. My best app would be, I do like my sleep machine. It plays, you know, ambient music.
That's the best you got.
No. the Star Wars Trench Run, that's pretty good.
That is pretty cool. Even though I wish they could calibrate that. It's a cool game, but the angle gets weird, like it, because you can't calibrate the phone.
And of course, the Dark Nebula that I was playing yesterday is pretty cool. And the Labyrinth 3D, when like one of those old wooden labyrinths with a model marble inside.
He's demonstrating. He's not apparently aware that this is audio.
The bump is cool if you want to share photos and email.
That is actually cool. I mean, it's a little awkward still, and I think it takes a little long. But
it requires you to like actually touch somebody.
Yeah, but it's also kind of cool that you can trade files that way really easily.
Yeah, and you know this is always fun for the holidays. Oh crap!
Good job.
It's my Jingle Bell app.
Yay!
They're all gonna be like, "Golly, he has a really." Hick accent. Cat paint's always fun. You know, cat paint.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we gotta keep those cats under control. Yeah. They probably think we're doing some kind of
promotion. And I gotta tell you, what cat paint is for those of you that haven't seen it, it's the reason the iPhone was invented. Basically, you can take a photo, and you can do exactly as the title of the app suggests. And you can paint a cat into the photo.
Like a real picture of a cat.
Yeah. Oh, and it's hilarious, too. Like, there's the favorite one, the only one really worth using, is this giant, fat, white cat that's hilarious.
The Around Me is really great, because you can find out where the nearest targets are. Targets. Of course, Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, wait, we have a surprise guest. Shannon is here with little Elise. And is there anything you'd like to say to the wide internet world? Not really. She's just kind of looking at us. It's she's shy. Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. You sound like Homer Simpson right now.
I do. I turn into Homer Simpson around kids. I don't understand it. It's like, no, it's okay. No problem. I guess it's better than turning into Peter Griffin around kids.
Yes. Exactly. In fact, if you did, I don't know if I'd let you around my kids.
Yeah, I know. That's it. Yeah. Oh, yes. What's the other one?
It would probably be Red Laser, which sounds like a video game.
Yeah. Actually, what it sounds like is if you've ever watched the Homestar Runner on the site, the Homestar Runner cartoons, there's a bad guy on there on Cheat Commandos called, I think he's actually called Blue Laser. That's what I always think of. I always think of Red Laser.
Well, explain what it is, sir.
Well, that's a cartoon. Oh, you're talking about Red Laser? Well, Red Laser, yeah, basically Red Laser, you can read UPC codes, and it searches online several different sources, and you can get really incredible deals. So if you see a DVD or something, you can zap the UPC, and generally,
that's,
I mean,
barcode for people that don't know what UPC is.
That's right, the barcode. You can zap the barcode, and look, now who's making fun of the listeners now is what I want to know. Yeah. you can zap the barcode, and I've seen differences of like $20 before. Oh yeah, he's got some astronomy stuff here, Moon Globe. Skywalk is the best one though, don't you think?
Skywalk's awesome because it can tell you what the constellations are and where, you know, Sagittarius is and all that stuff, and Uranus, you know.
Thanks, but I can find my anus all alone. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Can it find Battlestar Galactica? Because I miss that freaking show.
No, that's in another dimension.
Can it find Caprica?
No.
Sagittarion?
No.
Oh, well. Well, we've got about 30 seconds left. It's raining outside, which is why we're sitting in here right now, because it's too, like, rainy. But, and I really don't want to go anywhere. I don't know about you.
I'm going home. Gonna take off my clothes and get.
Thanks, man. And we just lost all of our listenership right there. And I'm gonna walk over here, cause damn, that's all I can say.
You're gonna get comfortable.
Now, what's your plans tonight?
Probably watch.
TV. Oh, screw it. We got 4 seconds. Say bye.
What? Bye.
Bye.